Mary Ekai was a community leader in northern Kenya, but she was killed alongside 10 other people, including police officers, 2 weeks ago. They were pursuing armed bandits who had stolen livestock from Turkana County, but were outnumbered and outgunned. She tried to get help, but bled to death from her gunshot wounds.
She would have been saved, I hear, but she lost strength because of lack of water, because there's very little water in that area.
Such attacks among herding communities that border conflict areas are not new in this part of the country.
This is a village that was set up recently. People here say they left because of security problems. Villagers that we've been talking to say they have no food and they still don't feel safe.
The families say they lost everything when bandits attacked their home.
No one is protecting us. Sometimes when there is a big attack, we see police. But by that time, our animals have already been taken. We are on our own.
In another village, this man tells us how cattle thieves stole hundreds of goats, sheep, and camels. They tried to give chase, but they only had crude weapons. Cattle rustling is a lucrative trade that overlaps inter-ethnic conflicts. Competition for water and pasture, easily accessible arms, and an exploited natural resources have made things worse.
We are fighting a political war. We are fighting a war that some bigger men of this country, they really want to control our resources and take them on us. So it's, this one is politically instigated and by some greedy people. They are so rich even, but they really want to pursue more resources.
Back at the village, young men take turns to patrol their neighborhood. They say they want to keep everyone safe and ensure the few animals left behind during the last raid aren't stolen as well. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Turkana, Northern Kenya.